Eddie is in Clarksville. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, gentlemen. And thank you for taking my call this morning and to the whole nation. Yesterday, I couldn't be happier this morning as I called in and I called out a few players. Eddie from Clarksville was raised old school. And I played sports in my lifetime during my childhood years and my teen years. And old school, you had coaches say, come here. And not on my field, but suddenly, last night, I'm starting to believe our baseball team is going to bring back a College World Series title to Bomb Stadium. What happened last night? Mr. Bonfield, sir, I called you out yesterday. Hats off to you, sir. Your team beat you. You're a designated hitter. You did that a lot of times. It was being on base, and you hit the ball last night. That's what you got to do. Everybody hit the ball last night. Everybody, hats off to our bullpen. And what is the ingredients for Hog the Line, sir? Hog the Line again, sir, is no more than the performance on the field to our fan base. Hats off to this fan base. I mean, what a fan base that Arkansas has. They wake up pregnant my favorite dessert, Hog the Line. Eddie from Clarksville wakes up every morning and gets a big bowl of it because I crave it in all our sports programs. And over the years, I consider it an honor and privilege to see players come through our program. And I hold close to the heart that moments in time, this is still back if you would allow me, sir, in our football programs. I mean, moments in time, I see that. Go back to 1977 in the Orange Bowl. Well, we had three key players suspended, and we still had a running back step up and set an Orange Bowl record and rolling sales. Let's get to our basketball program. What I call moments in time. You know, U.S. Reed shot to beat North Carolina. Scotty Bowman to beat Duke at the 94-95 National Championship win. And now, the moment, just embrace the moment for this baseball team this year. For those fans, you will embrace this moment for a lifetime. Those fans that were in that stadium last night, just embrace the moment. You were remembered because the U.S. proudest fans is headed to Omaha.